Our story begins in the morning of Friday, May 5th, at Cape Canaveral in the state of Florida. A man touches a button.
My fingers are guided by this strange force. Help me!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for you.
Ringo Starr.
Take, for instance, the American Negro.
He a blue-eyed devil?
Yeah, just another hunky, man. He done put the hurt on me.
H1N1, getting very gritty. Shutting down schools, affecting every city. H1N1, showing hate, never pity. Nicknamed swine, cause it ain't ever pretty. Came by surprise and attacked the nation. Spread around the world, causing aggravation. Once available, we need to get the vaccination and knock the pandemic down back to phase one. H1N1 is in the building. Ain't nobody safe, men, women, or children. H1N1 is in your hood. So use hand sanitizer and wash your hands good. H1N1 is in the building. Ain't nobody safe, men, women, or children. H1N1, wash your hands good.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for
Ringo Starr.
I'm sick of not being able to take my family to a movie unless I want to have them exposed to nudity, homosexuality, and the glorification of
hookers for Jesus.
I believe that this nation should commit itself.
Hands and elbows.
Sex glands are testy.
Celine Dion sang her swan song at Caesar's Palace over the weekend. It was the final performance of Dion's Las Vegas show called
The Unusual Torture Act.
During the two-hour goodbye, Dion gave several speeches about
the unmistakable smell of female